This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, in the saddle again. Raw and unfiltered, the name of the show on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative and capitalist evangelist. In the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. And I'm on the warpath. It's time to go to war. This show is brought to you by Fordham Resources. They're the main title sponsor of the show. They've got the naming rights. The Fordham Resources Studio is where we record the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. They're a publicly traded company. You can buy their stock. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. There's no other show like it on American TV. It's why we call it raw and unfiltered. No script, no teleprompter, no notes, no staff or assistants telling me what to say. It's just me. Raw and unfiltered, 3 hours a day. Pedal to the metal at the speed of light. 3 hours of shooting from the hip. I am your warrior. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. And this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Edward Stoltz, the owner, the operator, the founder of KBET. My man, Ed, is the guy who gave me my shot on radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. Show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's a call-in show. We love taking your calls. Phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Lots of things to talk about. First of all, liberals always think they got us. They got Trump. But they don't. American farmers' support for Trump rises despite everything going on with China and the trade war and the fact that liberals are screaming, oh, my God, Trump's killing all the farmers. Oh, my God, they're all going to go broke and lose their farms. Farmer confidence in the agriculture economy soared in July, according to the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture's latest survey of farmer sentiment and expectations that the trade dispute with China will be resolved in a way that benefits U.S. farmers rose to their highest level of the year. Trump, you know, Trump once made a joke he could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and his support would go up. And he's, liberals think he's shooting farmers in the head. And in fact, farmers love him. Of course they love him. Because farmers understand we've been getting screwed for all these decades by China. And Trump is going to change everything. And there might be a year of pain, but what if the next 50 years are an improvement because of 1 year of pain? Well, then you got to be prepared to sacrifice for 1 year, and the next 50 years are going to be nirvana. It's going to be the best economy ever because Trump is the only one who figured this stuff out. The overall expectations index rose to 159 in July, 18 points higher than June, and the highest reading in more than 2 years. President Trump is gaining in popularity among farmers. A Farm Journal Pulse survey conducted last month showed 79% of farmers approve of the job the president is doing, up from 74% in June. 53% said they strongly approve of President Trump, up from 50% in June. Man. And by the way, even if this trade war gets real bad, President Trump is promising the U.S. government will once again pay farmers for lost sales with revenue collected by tariffs. The U.S. collected $63 billion in tariffs in the 12 months preceding June 30th, double what it collected in prior years. And so the U.S. authorized $12 billion in farm aid in 2018 under Trump, $16 billion this year. Farmers have good reason to feel confident because net farm income is forecast to increase by $6.3 billion or 10% from 2018. cash receipts for crops and animals are expected to rise as well. Medium farm income expected to rise 3.6%. What do liberals say to this stuff? It must just drive them crazy. Just like this drove them crazy. NPR, National Public Radio, shocked as the brother of an El Paso shooting victim says his brother was very supportive of Trump. Andre Anchondo died in the shooting attack at Walmart last week, shielding his wife Jordan and their infant son Paul. What a hero, wow. National Public Radio sent David Greene to El Paso, Texas, where the taxpayer-funded media outlet reported on Trump's critics, including a Democratic lawmaker. But Tito Anchondo, Andre's brother, didn't drive the narrative NPR and other media outlets are peddling that Trump caused the massacres in El Paso and Dayton. Of course, he caused it in Dayton with a crazy liberal Antifa guy who loves Elizabeth Warren and was talking about concentration camps on the border. Trump caused that, right, okay. But anyway, the narrative is that Trump caused the massacres in both places for speaking out against illegal immigration and cities like Baltimore where residents are dealing with violent crime and rodent infestation. As President Trump heads El Paso on Wednesday and the grieving communities held vigils to mourn the dead, Andre's older brother and father were back at work in the family's auto shop figuring out how to press on, NPR reported. And then they teased the feature on Tito Anchondo. And here's what they said. And I got to say, Rachel, his presence here in El Paso is controversial. This is the host, Green, said to Morning Edition host Rachel Martin. There are some in the city who just don't think Trump should come, and that includes Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents the area. NPR then played a soundbite from Escobar claiming that Trump said Americans should be afraid of Latinos, but Green claimed he was reluctant to talk politics with people who had lost loved ones. So now they interview Tito at his father's auto shop where they were both working. And Green says, Rachel, you understand this. I went into this conversation thinking I wasn't going to bring up politics with his family at all. It just felt insensitive. But then Tito, pretty early on, told me he's really happy that President Trump is coming here. How come, Martin asked. Well, I mean, he said, his late brother supported the president, said Green, who then called Trump a racist. He said he supports the president, but that he's really grappled a lot with some of the racist things that President Trump has said, and he's hoping to get some FaceTime with the president to challenge him on some of that. Though the president's been met by protesters, some of whom think he helped incite the violence, Tito sees it differently. I see why people would believe that, Tito said, and yes, maybe he said things in bad taste, but I think people are misconstruing President Trump's ideas. Tito Anchondo says his family has always been Republican conservatives. My brother is very supportive of Trump. I want to see his reaction in person. I want to see if he's genuine and see if my political views are right or wrong and see if he feels maybe some kind of remorse for statements he's made. I just want to have a human-to-human talk with him and see how he feels. So NPR a little shocked. He may be not the biggest Trump supporter in the world. He's not Wayne Root, but not bad. Not bad. So in the midst of all this, where you're talking about violence, there's a Hollywood blockbuster coming out that satirizes... Is that the right word? Satirizes? It's satires. I guess satirizes. No. Satirizes and satire. Anyway, it makes fun of the killing of deplorables, and it's causing outrage. People are calling it demented and evil. It's a controversial movie about privileged vacationers hunting deplorables for sport. And it's coming out, you know, basically a month after the tragic shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio. The Hunt is billed as a satire that follows wealthy thrill-seekers taking a private jet to a five-star resort where they embark on a deeply rewarding expedition that involves hunting down and killing designated humans. The Hollywood Reporter reported on Tuesday Universal is reevaluating its strategy for the certain-to-be-controversial satire following the shootings after ESPN reportedly pulled a trailer for the film that had been previously be cleared to air on the sports network. The violent R-rated film from producer Jason Blum's Blumhouse follows a dozen MAGA types, meaning Trump supporters, who wake up in a clearing and realize they're being stalked for sport by elite liberals. It features guns blazing along with other ultra-violent killings as the elites pick off their prey. According to the Hollywood Trade publication, characters in the film refer to the victims as deplorables, which is what Hillary Clinton famously dubbed Trump supporters during the 2016 election. The report noted a character asked, did anyone see what our rat mother you-know-whatter-in-chief just did? at least the hunt's coming up, nothing better than going out to the manor and slaughtering a dozen deplorables, a character responds. Out of sensitivity to the attention on the country's recent shooting tragedies, Universal Pictures and the filmmakers of The Hunt have temporarily paused its marketing campaign and are reviewing materials as we move forward. DePaul University professor and media critic Jeffrey McCall told Fox News, the movie is harmful to a culture that surely needs messages of unity and understanding during the current climate. It says something sad about the state of the entertainment industry that this movie ever got conceived and produced. Hollywood clearly thinks it's okay to stereotype so-called deplorables and set them up for a hunt where they die. Thank heaven some sensible outlets are pulling the promotional ads. The Hunt stars Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank, who play characters who represent opposite sides of the political divide, who add it was originally titled Red State versus Blue State. And by the way, I told you yesterday that my Facebook account was suspended because I violated the community standards of hate speech, because I merely pointed out that 4,000 or so Americans are murdered each year by illegals, and that Mexico and the Mexican drug cartels bring in billions of dollars a year worth of drugs that are killing tens of thousands of Americans. Can you imagine that would get someone suspended and that would be called hate speech? Well, Twitter locked out Mitch McConnell's campaign account for posting a video of protesters at his home. It's a video of liberal activists making threats against Mitch McConnell. And Twitter locked the account Wednesday. The social media giant has told the campaign the account will remain locked until the video of the protesters is deleted. The protesters were talking about massacring Mitch. And he showed that they're the vicious ones, and they're the violent ones, and they're the vile ones, and they want to kill Republicans. And Twitter locked him out and suspended his account a day after Facebook did it to me. You see what's going on in the world? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Well, it's that time of year. Parents are happy, kids and teachers not so much, and everybody's got to get used to new sleep patterns again. It's difficult to adjust to that unless you've got something that's going to really, really help you sleep good. And when parents are paying all this money for school supplies and such, wouldn't you like to know you're getting the best price ever on a MyPillow? That's right, the lowest price ever offered on the two-pack of premium pillows. You use my promo code USA and you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You're never going to find it that price retail either. All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Michael at Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It used to be War Now, now it's Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Because that's what you get, a Raw and Unfiltered show. And by the way, sponsor of this segment, AmpFest 19. I'm going to save you all the other stuff because you already heard an ad for AmpFest 19 in hour number one with Lee Elsie. By the way, great job, Lee, as always. And the guy I count on to tell me how good you are, besides me, of course, is Chris O'Sullivan, who's my board op and my associate producer. And Chris said you did a fabulous job, as always, but maybe best ever. So great job, Lee Elsie. Fantastic. As always, I expect it. It's ho-hum to me. Lee Elsie's good. Well, ho-hum. I know he's good. That's why he's my guest host. That's why he's always my guest host. That's why the only guy I call. So AmpFest 19 is happening October 10th to 12th in Miami, Florida, at the Trump Doral Hotel. But the big news is, as of today, just signed the contract, Donald Trump Jr. will be speaking at AmpFest 19. So it's not just Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Dinesh D'Souza and Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA and Brandon Straka of the Walkway Movement and Wayne Allen Root and Megan Barr, too, by the way. But Donald Trump Jr. has just agreed to speak at AmpFest 19, so congratulations. Great job, guys. These two people, Katya and Tom, are the ones who put this whole thing together. Great job, Katya and Tom. Congratulations. And by the way, at that AmpFest 19, you have a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Pretty cool. Just go to AmericanPriority.com to join the fun. Come on down. Hear Wayne Root's speech along with Donald Trump Jr. and Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Dinesh D'Souza, AmericanPriority.com, October 10th to 12th, Trump Doral, Sizzling Sexy Miami, AmericanPriority.com. All right, let's grab a call we've got. It's Don in New York. Speaking of Don, I don't think it's Don Trump Jr., is it? Don in New York.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Don, it's Wayne Root. How are you?
Great. Great to hear your voice, man. You're right on the money. Yeah, everything is right spot on.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
The cheating and the lying and the stealing, and I worked for union for 25 years, and the last 10 years have been the worst of the whole thing. If we were lucky to get maybe a 1% raise, and that's per year, and it was all off the wall. They're robbing and stealing and jacking things around all over the place.
And by the way, let me say real quick, you know why that is, what makes it worse? That your union leaders believe in illegal immigration. They welcome illegals in to take your jobs and keep your wages down. Isn't that a disgusting disgrace?
Yeah, absolutely happens just like that. Yep, they get sponsored by whomever in the corporation, and they're right on the money. And they're getting paid good, you know. There's no problem with that. That's why you got a union, so you get a bargain and, you know, work for your money.
Let me read you something, Don. Then I'll let you get to your point for today. Let me read you this, because this is the story that just came across my desk. AFL-CIO Union President Richard Trumka posted several tweets on Thursday in support of illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs. He said, "We condemn these raids in the strongest possible terms," meaning raids on illegals, "and pledge our full support to the working people of Mississippi as they work to win justice for all those who are unfairly targeted." So this guy was a raid on a meatpacking plant, and they were arresting illegals, and he's saying, "We're on the illegal side." There you have it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right?
Yep. That's the problem.
I've seen that. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen over and over again, and, you know, you got a hard-working bunch of guys, the people who work their tails off. They do not slouch. But it's rough when you can't get a living wage, or you can't keep up with the cost of living. And before Obama was elected, I was able to get a mortgage. After that, I didn't act fast enough. And after that, it was like, pow, right in the garbage. Forget about buying a house. It was like money was so tight, it was unbelievable.
Well, that's why, look, if Trump wins the trade war, if he does, now we don't know if he's going to, but I think he will. China, we got him right where we want him. Their economy's being destroyed, decimated. Yep. If we win the trade war, all of you are going to benefit. You understand that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, I think we win.
We
union
win.
Guys are backing Trump.
One other point was that if everybody is on the same boat, why are we giving international welfare to these countries that are making money off of everything, get beg, borrow, and steal out of this country? China has been robbing this country and for what, how many years? Since Nixon said, "Oh, if you could become part of the World Trade Organization." We've lost our shirt ever since then. Everything from computers to everything is being manufactured over. GE Electrical Appliance are made in China. Everything, you can go to a dollar store. Every dollar store is filled with product from China. So all it is like little crappy stuff, you know, that we used to get from Japan, the same thing. Back
all right, Don, we got to run. The music's on. We got to run. I appreciate your call. Appreciate your sentiments. Appreciate you being a hardworking union guy. I like the union guys. I'm with the union guys. I'm just not with government employee unions, and I'm not with the leaders of the private unions, but I'm with the union guys. The rank and file are my kind of people, just like my dad. I'm a son of a butcher. My dad was that kind of person who hung out with union guys. And so, you know, you're fighting for higher wages and good jobs, and Donald Trump's fighting for higher wages and good jobs, and Wayne Allyn's fighting for higher wages and good jobs for real Americans born in America. All right.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
We'll be right back.
unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root back. Raw and unfiltered USA Radio News Max TV coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll reach you coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior and conservative evangelist. Sponsoring the segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My kids are members. I saved $54,000 over the last 3 years. And they were just fantastic to me when I had kidney stones. First real illness in my entire life. I've been blessed. I've been lucky. I was never sick. I was never in a hospital. Suddenly bad kidney stones, needed surgery, scared to death. The bill's going to be 25 grand. Well, you know, I'm going to get stuck with it all. And they took care of the whole thing. Tiny deductible, and they took care of everything else. The hospital, the doctor, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist. Oh, my God. They negotiated it all. They took the bill. They're the greatest. Starts at $107 a month for a single. Starts at $449 a month for a family. That's the way health care should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Anybody listening, any fan of mine who isn't convinced by now, if you're hearing all the ads for Liberty and hearing what I went through with my kidney stones, man, you're nuts if you don't join Liberty Health Share. If you stick with this crappy system we have now, you know, like I had Aetna for $2,000 a month and they covered nothing. Now I pay $449 a month and they cover everything. 855-58-LIBERTY or lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share, for sponsoring the show for almost the entire 3.5 years that I've been on the air. All right, we got our guest here. His name is Raynard Jackson. His bio says he's the founder and chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future, B-A-F-B-F, BAFBF. I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce that, but it's BAFBF, Black Americans for a Better Future, registered 527 Super PAC, established to get more blacks involved in the Republican Party. He focuses on black entrepreneurs. And by the way, he's a Pulitzer Prize-nominated columnist and president and CEO of Raynard Jackson and Associates, an internationally recognized political consulting, government affairs firm, and PR firm based in Washington, D.C. I liked everything about you, Raynard, till I heard you're based in Washington, D.C. That's one demerit for you, my man, one demerit. How are you? It's Wayne Root.
Good, Wayne. I tell you, my first thing is our mutual friend told me I had to address you by your formal title of Your Holiness, because he told me the highest place on earth is at your feet.
Are we allowed to say on the air who the friend is? Who's my buddy that you know?
Yeah, Steve Bannon.
Oh, Steve Bannon is great. Steve loves me, and I love Steve. We're a mutual admiration society, yeah.
Yeah, that's my buddy that we just came back from El Paso last week at the wall there. Had a great time there, great speeches, and we're going to take America back and make America great again for every American citizen. I don't care what the hell your color is.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you a very quick story. So yesterday, or 2 days ago, I put a post up at Facebook just to show you what's happening in this world right now. And I think you will appreciate this. I'm sure you're having some trouble, Raynard, with your post, because I'm sure Facebook and Twitter don't appreciate what you're trying to do. And so I put a post up that said Mexico wants to sue the United States because 3 Mexicans were killed in El Paso, and I feel terrible. It's a terrible thing. I admit that. I'm sorry there was a mass shooting. I'm sorry 3 Mexicans died, but 4,000-plus Americans a year die at the hands of illegal aliens, most of whom are Mexican. And Mexicans are bringing in all the drugs that are killing tens of thousands of Americans through the border due to the Mexican drug cartels. And you're telling me they're going to sue us? And that's it. That's all I said. And you know Facebook banned me for 7 days and called it hate speech?
Wow.
Hate speech.
Wow.
It's hate speech.
Because you love your country, huh?
Because you tell the truth, it's hate speech. Because you love your country. Because anything you say is hate speech. It's amazing. Just amazing. So be careful what you say. We got to find another place to post than Facebook and Twitter, because they're no good anymore. We just cannot rely on them. But let's talk a little bit about a woman I'm kind of familiar with, Marianne Williamson.
Okay, your bosom buddy.
Yeah, the reason I'm familiar with her is just I became an anchorman at CNBC in Los Angeles in 1989. And I lived in L.A. for, you know, just about 15 years, from 89 to, you know, early 2000s. And Marianne Williamson was a big mucky muck in L.A., and they considered her basically like a minister, and she ministered to all the gay men of Los Angeles. She set up a very nice charitable organization. I think it was like a Meals on Wheels. That might have even been the name. I don't know. But they brought meals to people dying from AIDS. And she was the hero of the gay community. So I remember her from those days. I've never met her, but I'm sure she's a very nice woman. But nice doesn't cut it, because, you know, nice intentions pave the road to hell, as they say. And so she said $100 billion, anything less than $100 billion in reparations to black Americans would be an insult. What say you? You're a black American. What's your response, Raynor Jackson?
Well, why not a $500 billion? Why stop there? Let's go to $1 trillion. Let's go with $3 trillion. I mean, why just stop there? Since she just pulled an artificial number from her hat, well, why not $10 trillion? No, let's go all. Let me tell you something, Wayne. While I think I agree with reparations as a theoretical construct, but when you get down to the practical application, for example, you had nothing to do with slavery. And
nothing.
Maybe your great-great-great-grandparents maybe did, but...
No. Raynard, I'm Jewish, and my relatives got here from Germany and Russia in, like, 1910 and 1920. So I got nothing to do with it. Zero.
Well, Wayne, again, that doesn't matter. I said your great-great-grandfather, that's all that matters. I self-identify that your family was slave owners back in the past. So,
yes,
well, your logic and your facts mean nothing to me, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, that was a poll released last month, Wayne, of the black community. And of all the issues, the number one issue was access to capital. The last issue was reparation. So I rest my case there, that of all the issues impacting the black community, reparations is nowhere near the top of the list. And of all the things we should be focused on in the black community, reparations ain't one of them.
Right, exactly. I agree with you. And by the way, I don't mean to be one of those guys who says, hey, I got black friends, I'm not racist. But I grew up in a huge majority black town, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline.
Yeah.
I went to Mount Vernon High School, which was 85% black, and 10% or so was really roughneck Italian, and one Jewish kid named Wayne Alaroot. And so I was in the real minority, man, and all my friends were black. And there's never been a racist bone in my body. I know I sound like Trump now, but it's true. And I didn't grow up rich. I grew up a son of a butcher. So I just think, you know, it's crazy to talk about reparations. We got to talk about opportunity, not reparations. How do you give opportunity to poor people, to people of color, to black people? But the one thing you don't want to talk about is more handouts, because it doesn't help. How has it ever helped the black community, as the Democratic Party never gave opportunity, but always made sure there were plenty of handouts? What did that do for the black community? Nothing, in my opinion.
Well, I'll put it to you this way, Wayne. I did a column about 2 weeks ago equating what you're talking about, this handouts and government dependency, to a drug dealer. The drug dealer gives you that first hit free because he wants to hook you. And once he hooks you, he determines when you get your fix, when you don't. And if you don't agree to his terms, guess what? He will just string you along. For the past 50 years, black folks have been addicted to the drug of these government programs pushed by the radical liberal elite who think black folks are too stupid to figure it out themselves. What we need in the black community, Wayne, and I talk to blacks, and your audience is going to be surprised at what I'm about to say. Wayne, I've been black most of my life. I mean, seriously, it's a statement of fact. And I talk to blacks all across the country on a regular basis, and here's what we need in the black community. We need the government to get the hell out of our way, and if there's an artificial barrier placed in our path, that is the legitimate role of the government to make sure that barrier is removed. But short of that, let us go unencumbered to pursue our dreams, whether it's working for corporate America, whether it's being an entrepreneur, whether it's cleaning a floor as a janitor. Let our ambition and our desire and our work ethic take us as far as we want to go with no artificial barriers. That is the legitimate role of the government. Because I'm going to tell you, Wayne, every time the government set up government policy in the black community, we've been screwed. Can you say Tuskegee?
Yeah, right.
When they shot us with syphilis and sent our soldiers home to their girlfriend and wives, can you say welfare reform where I was a little kid. I'm from St. Louis, Wayne. I grew up with the Spinks brothers from boxing fame. And, you know,
did you grow up, let me ask you, Wayne, did you grow up in East St. Louis?
No, St. Louis, Missouri. East St. Louis in Illinois, right across the bridge, right across the Mississippi. And so I remember as a young kid, social workers, Wayne, would literally go into a black home. If they saw a male suit or male pants, they concluded that a male was living there, and they would cut you off for welfare. So you could get a benefit for welfare as a black female as long as there was no male present. That was the beginning of the end of the black family unit. And now we're seeing all this crime and these gang bangers and wearing their pants halfway down your butt as a direct result of what happened in the 60s.
All right, the music is on, so we're running out of time. So let's hold you over to the second segment. I want to ask you a couple questions about Baltimore. I want to talk about what Trump had to say about Baltimore. And again, look, I don't think there's a racist bone in my body. I want to help lift every American up. I want black people to do great. I want them to be entrepreneurs. But I was totally behind Trump on Baltimore. What's wrong with calling it the way it is? Baltimore is a mess. And it's a mess with black leaders, black Democrats running the show. And where did the money go? Let's talk about that when we get back. We'll have more with a great man. I really enjoy talking to him. Raynard Jackson. His website is RaynardJackson.com. RaynardJackson.com. And his organization is Black Americans for a Better Future. We shall return. Wayne Allyn, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Wayne Allyn for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, Golf Tournament, Comedy Night, Pool Party, Yacht Party, Fashion Show, Movie Screening, Women for Trump Social, and Prayer Breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered. Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the conservative evangelist, the capitalist evangelist, the Trump warrior. War! Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Coming up in about 7 minutes, it's Newsmax TV. Now in 70 million homes, I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, every single night, Monday through Friday. And the show repeats at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific, each night. Pretty cool. This show comes to you from the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Matter, in the country I call Trump Land. The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests, and I love their products. You hear me talk about them all the time. And my fans and clients and viewers and listeners and everybody's attached to Wayne Root sends me more emails about My Doctor Suggests than any other product I've ever had on this show. Not just any product that's on right now, but any product that's ever been on this show. So if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, throat problems, voice problems, colds, brain fog, leaky gut syndrome. Recognize any one of those? Most of us have some form of that. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products. Destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming our good bacteria. It's great stuff. Get so many emails from people saying, I've ordered it 3 months in a row. I'm going to order it the rest of my life. Makes such a difference in people's lives, including mine. I got rid of my brain fog, got rid of my leaky gut syndrome, haven't had a cold in 3.5 years. And have not missed 1 minute on the show due to a hoarse voice. 866-660-9868. Toll-free number, 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Mydoctorsuggest.com/root. And tell them Wayne Root sent you or use the promo code ROOT and get 20% off your order. Mydoctorsuggest.com/root. 20% off the order. All right. Raynard Jackson is our guest. He's an African-American analyst, a Republican, founder and chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future, a federally registered super PAC established to get more black people involved in the Republican Party. He focuses on black entrepreneurs. Hey, Raynard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it.
I gather you are an entrepreneur. What's your background? What have you done in the entrepreneurial world that I should be impressed with?
Well, I have my own crisis management firm, so we represent a lot of professional athletes and entertainers, a lot of heads of states from various African countries, and we just try to keep people out of trouble. We do a lot of speech writing for people, ghostwriters, and so just in the communications field, I love playing with words and moving people based on the words I put to paper.
So what happens when you have a black athlete who's in crisis and they hire you and they find out you're a Republican and you're fighting to make black people, turn towards the Republican Party? Most of these black athletes are big Democrats. So are they actually kind of open-minded and they go, hey, it's me, man? Or are they like, oh, my God, I'm firing you. I hate you. What's the reaction?
Okay, wait, I tell you, when it comes to me standing in between them and getting out of jail, I think they could give a darn about what my father picked up. So,
they don't want to pick up that soap. What about in general, when you're out and about in Washington, D.C., you sound like a guy who's out and about at all the fine parties of Washington, D.C., and you're out there and you're partying with other African-Americans or even white, you know, politicians who are Democrats, and they hear that you're a black Republican and you're trying to convince black Americans to go to the Republican Party, what kind of reactions do you get? Are they actually kind of nice about it, and they listen, and they're open-minded, or do you get some really vicious Trump derangement syndrome reactions?
No, but I'm telling you something, Wayne, again, and all being very serious with you, a lot of blacks are telling me, I am looking for a reason to vote Republican. They're saying if the Republican Party, including President Trump, if they can just tone down some of the rhetoric, a lot of my friends are saying, I don't have a problem voting Republican because I agree with them on economic issues, on the values issues, on the morals issues. So it's not that blacks won't vote Republican, Wayne. I tell people, we don't need to be persuaded because blacks are more conservative than any other group. Rush Limbaugh and I used to argue about that when I did his TV show back in the 90s. We don't need to be convinced because we know liberalism has failed, Wayne. And the only thing we need, Wayne, is to be invited to be a part of the team. Black folks are not made to feel comfortable within the conservative movement. That is the problem.
Well, Wayne Root is inviting you. Wayne Root was comfortable in an all-black high school, and I'm comfortable now inviting you to the conservative movement. Let's talk about Baltimore for a minute. I told you earlier that I'm not a racist, and I sure am comfortable around black Americans, and I have no problem saying that I agree with President Trump. Baltimore and Detroit and Chicago and a lot of inner cities dominated by black Americans are just cesspools. They are dumps, and black people should not be suffering in places like that, and they're all run by Democrats. So how is it my fault as a Republican that black people are living in terrible places run 100% by Democrats? What do you say to that?
Very easy, Wayne. A lie that's repeated enough becomes the truth. If we as conservatives believe in our conservative solutions to the problems affecting the black community, when are we going to go to take our solutions to the marketplace of ideas in the black community? That's the problem with conservatism.
Yeah, well, I'm inviting you. I'm inviting you back on the show, too. Enjoyed having you, Rainer Jackson. We're going to have you back as a regular guest. And we'd like to get your take on things. I think it'd be great. Next time you're in Vegas, I want you to look me up and let's have dinner together, all right?
That's a done deal. I love being in Vegas.
You got it. Rainer Jackson.
Thanks
I'm the
so
king
much,
of
Wayne.
Vegas, baby. So make sure you look me up. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Email me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Rainer, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Wayne.
His website's RainerJackson.com. RainerJackson.com. His organization is the Super PAC. It is called Black Americans for a Better Future. Thank you, Rainer Jackson. Newsmax TV coming up right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. miracles to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Say.